This is KCUR 89.3, and now a love story. Michael McClintock learned classical guitar at the UMKC Conservatory. A few years ago, he visited Cuba and was intrigued by the three-stringed instrument called the trace. Then he fell in love. And KCUR's CJ Janovy has the rest of the story.
Michael McClintock is from Neosho, Missouri. His uncle taught him to play guitar.
Even if it sounded bad, he's like, it sounds good, man. Just keep going. And he taught me how to play blues, classic rock. He was interested in flamenco, in fingerstyle, acoustic guitar. And he's just a guitar lover.
McClintock's parents had traveled to Brazil, so they were into that country's music. And they were big jazz fans. Miles Davis, John Coltrane.
I got a little bit more exposure than your normal country boy from Neosho.
In Kansas City, he learned more about Latin American music from his guitar teachers at the conservatory.
Kansas City is a special town for Latin music and a lot of other stuff, especially now compared to when I moved here in 2002. It's grown a lot in the last 15 years.
Then McClintock made that fateful trip to Cuba, where he met Dalida Pupabarrias. She worked for the Minister of Culture, so she was a tour guide for McClintock's group. By the end of his trip, they wanted to spend more time together. He went back for months at a time. While Pupabarrias went to her job, he found traditional Cuban musicians to study with, like Cesar Echevarria, El Lento.
And I remember when Michael was studying with him, he was like, wow. Because Michael was playing flamenco, was playing fado, was playing jazz, even tango. And he was using the Cuban tres for all those styles. And he was like, this is very interesting.
She tried to talk McClintock into moving there. But a kid from Neosho making it as a musician in Cuba would have been tough.
We were so in love. We were suffering a lot, being far apart.
Pupabarrias moved to Kansas City, and they got married. And she encouraged McClintock to start his own band. It's called Cubanisms, and they've just put out an album. None of the musicians is actually from Cuba, but...
Nico Spears is very, very well versed in rumba. Him, Robert Beasley, and John Curry make up our percussion section. Then we have also the local legend, Mr. Forrest Stewart, on bass. Mark Strozier, he's shared the stage with some really heavy guys, Tito Puente being one of them. And then, of course, Bruno and Fedra. Fedra Cooper Barrera, she grew up in Veracruz, Mexico, and spent some time touring with Luis Miguel, who is a world-famous musician. And then Mr. Bruno Bessa, from Brazil.
Bruno Bessa says that blend of cultures is what makes the record work.
Because we are so different as individuals, as musicians. We speak differently. We sound differently by default. I'm incredibly proud of the sound that's in the record.
For some songs, McClintock dramatically rearranged traditional Cuban music and even American jazz. Summertime and the living is easy. Dalida Pupabarrias says the musicians back home in Cuba would get it.
I think one of my favorite things from the album is that they try to follow or use classic songs and very traditional rhythms from Cuba, but with their touch of more modern, like trying to reach more audience, trying to make it more popular. Ay-oh-yo,
ay-oh-yo, Eva. Ay-oh-yo. Bruno Bessa says he hopes the sound bridges the Latin American worlds here in Kansas City.
Maybe if people feel the different nuances in the record, when they listen to Fedra singing with her Mexican accent, they hear my Brazilian accent, but they hear the beautiful tris play by Michael. I hope that makes them opened and it'll make them dance. I want
Michael McClintock says that's the thing about Caribbean music.
It swings. It swings. It swings like when you hear a good Count Basie tune. It's just like, whew.
That's the universal language, like love. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovich.